views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host Nancy Mack, and I'm here with Mary Jane Mack. For those of you who don't know, Mary Jane has a very successful practice in Issaquah, Washington. She's been there since 1992, which is amazing. She's amazing. For those of you who don't know what she does, it's the TAPS, the performance, the accelerated performance system. See, I don't call it that. I mean, but it's a form of muscle testing the body to find out what your deficiencies are. Then she recommends a nutritional protocol that gets in, repairs, supports your body, and brings you back into balance. So if you have any kind of issues, it could be digestion, it could be with your family, it could be with your kids, it could be with a relative, and she also does animals too, so she's pretty amazing. And today we are talking about inflammation and how it affects your body, and I'm actually really excited to learn how inflammation affects my body, because I'm going to be honest, it's a topic I really don't know that much about. So Mary Jane,
she actually does know about it. She's just,
I'm blocked.
Once we start talking about it, she'll totally get what we're talking
I'm
about.
I'm a little blocked. I do have some inflammation in my body right now, so a little knee issue, but I can't wait to learn more about it. But I'm working on it, taking the proper nutrition. If I can remember to take everything I need to take, it's always better. little slow.
Well, there you go, Nancy.
Thank you, Mom.
Well, inflammation, anybody can have inflammation. Inflammation is just a sign that something's not quite right in your body. And that inflammation, what we're talking about, could be an injury. It, for example, if you fell and you hurt your knee would be red, hot, and swollen, and you could put your hand on your knee and you could feel that heat. Well, that's inflammation.
And what happens if you've had surgery to correct that and it's still inflamed?
Well, then there's another underlying cause. And remember, when you have other injuries, there's always an emotional component to it. So I use that example when I'm explaining what I do with the kinesiology and the muscle testing to people. What I'm doing is scanning the body and following certain points on the body that refer to organs or a system. And if that, when I'm using the person's arm, if the arm drops when I hit an area, that spot is red, hot, and swollen underneath. It's the body sending more electricity to heal that part of the body. And it's what I call a hot spot.
Short circuit?
It is a short circuit. So that's what we're looking for, is what, like inflammation can be obvious. For example, the knee or injury, it could be that you have low back pain, and every morning you get up and you're stiff and sore. That's inflammation. It could be you have shoulder pain, or any type of pain in your body is inflammation. And you want to pay attention to what's going on with that, because chronic inflammation can cause more serious problems. So again, you're looking for paying attention to what's going on in your body and what's causing it. And often, like acute inflammation can be caused by diet. It can be caused definitely from what you're eating. Today, with all the chemicals and everything in the food, it's easy to get inflammation just from your environment.
Wow, I can't wait to learn even more. I know Mom says that I know about this, but I kind of, like I said, drawing a blank. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. It could be about yourself. It could be about a family member. Again, a pet. She does dogs, cats. Horses are her favorite. Those of you who don't know, she's got the horses, which she actually started doing. Didn't you start working on
Fame? Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Fame is now 33.
31.
31 and still going strong. She's still going strong. So, okay.
And children, I've had many people bring in their children to get them tuned up for school and ready for school and get their immune system balanced and also get them so they could be sharper, and especially if they're having any learning or attention deficit in school. So this is the time to get your kids ready so they don't have to have such a hard time in school. Because if they're out of balance, they can't think as clear. And once you get that them charged up and get them on the right nutrition, they do better and feel better. And their immune system, because in school, oh my gosh. And what was it on the news the other day? The lice situation in school is like huge, and now the lice are immune to all the antibiotics and all the treatment that they're using to treat it.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
I mean, that just lice on its own is disgusting.
Well, and remember, anytime you get insect bites or things like that, you're something wrong with you. You usually have a sick body. People are getting mosquito bites, usually are anemic. So there's always animals or insects go after the sickest person. So you look at, oh my gosh, what's going on with me? When people say, the mosquitoes love me, or these insects love me. Well, that's because you got something wrong. And
well, that is true. To be outside, the mosquitoes are gravitating towards one person, and you're like, well, not bothering me at all. So they do. They go to the sickest or weakest link.
Especially when they get multiple bites all the time, like they're just covered with them.
So is that the same thing with the lice too?
The lice too. You're
the
sure.
The
sickest kids. Yeah. And they thrive, you know. It's just like fleas. Fleas go to animals that are sick. Or if you're in a situation where they're overloaded with fleas, if you have animals and they get fleas, if they're healthy, you could usually get that under control pretty fast with simple solutions and keeping their own immune system up.
Okay, so we've talked about lice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow. So, no, it's about getting your kids sharper for school, getting them focused. Also, kids are going to be back in sports again, so you also want to make sure that they're strong and healthy to maintain their physical well-being while doing all those sports and
prevent injuries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, where are we going with this on inflammation?
All right. So, with inflammation, you think of what it can cause. You could cause asthma and allergies. Those are all parts of inflammation. Heart disease. People who wind up having heart issues or blocked arteries, often they've had inflammation for years, and then the body is actually sending cholesterol to help heal that inflammation. So cholesterol can be a protection for you, not a bad thing. Cholesterol helps you prevent you from cancer because it helps calm down the inflammation in your body. So those are, you know, inflammation can lead to the more serious illnesses, autoimmune diseases, anything chronic, kidney issues. And sometimes inflammation, when it's acute, it's obvious. You could see it. It's red, hot, and swollen, or you could feel it, your back is sore. But then there can be the chronic inflammation that can be there at a sub level where you're not really aware of it, and then you keep developing that, you have that inflammation, and then that winds up to be more serious conditions.
Okay. Wow. I know. Like I said, I'm dealing with my own inflammation in my knee. And when I'm on the proper protocol, it takes care of it. The swelling goes down and things loosen up. And But obviously, I still have an emotional attachment or something to it.
So when we're talking about inflammation, also it's talking, you think about shortness of breath or fluid retention, those all go back to what's going, there's some inflammation in your body that's causing it. And inflammation when you're having trouble breathing, when your digestion is off, that's inflammation of your intestinal tract. You could have gallbladder issues or kidney issues that are chronic, that's inflammation.
And everybody seems to have gallbladder issues. I know we talk about the gallbladder a lot on the show, and I think that has to do with food, all kinds of things, drains. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. All right, so how do we take care of the inflammation?
Well, first you got to recognize, you know, that the different things that lead to it. And then how you take care of it, it's all about what you eat, your weight, how you, you know, today the food, people think they're eating well and they're really, it's not like you have to be on such a strict diet, but you definitely have to clean up your act. And if you're already in a chronic situation, it's not even about doing one thing at a time. When you're in a chronic situation, you have kidney disease, you have heart failure, you have arthritis, you have rheumatoid arthritis. You don't have time to stop one thing at a time. You got to clean up your act and get a hand on what's going on with you. That means, again, diet, no wheat, no dairy, no sugar. And once you clean everything up, then you get a better idea of how you really feel.
Exactly. It's time for us to take a short break. You are listening to Mary Jane Mack on the Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
They say boys don't cry, but your dad has shed a lot of tears. They say I should be a strong man, but baby, I'm still filled with fear. Sometimes I don't know who I am. Sometimes I question why I'm here.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Will I be? I have no idea. They say girls shouldn't be tough, and mom should raise the kids at home. But baby, I know that that isn't true, 'cause your mama's the toughest person I know. I wanna raise you to be like her, and watch you show the world how to do it on your own. I'm
still trying to figure out. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane Mack, who is also my mom. Today we are talking about inflammation and anything else that you might want to talk about. Go ahead and give Mary Jane a call at 1-800-930-2819. Okay,
so inflammation. Nancy, yeah. So let's talk about, you know, what you say you're not quite getting this here. Let's talk about the gallbladder. When you have a gallbladder that's backed up, your whole body can ache and hurt. So it backs up your whole system because that gallbladder now is swollen. And it can't push the debris through.
Well, I guess you, now that you put it that way, you feel sluggish.
Excuse me. You achy. Your joints can hurt. And that happens with a lot of things.
So I guess that's just, use a different name.
And the most important thing is that people shouldn't ignore that and start to think about, wow, this could cause a chronic problem later in my life. Like young people who are not active, who are overweight, who are eating really poorly all the time and not making any changes and still think they're healthy. Well, they may not be, what they're doing now is setting up what's going to happen later. And especially if they have a family history of chronic illness. So it's like, you know, sometimes I see people thinking, oh, I'm not going to have that. Well, you're on your way to that. So you've got to look at making some changes in how you eat and what you do.
You said if it was chronic, you want to make the drastic changes. So you haven't gotten to the chronic point yet for those who aren't quite sure they can make the drastic change. You're really good about saying start with one thing.
I am good at saying one thing, but I'm saying at the same time, if you're in an acute phase, you could probably do that. But when you're in a chronic phase and you're like, you can't breathe and your life is just really limited by what you do and you're on a ton of drugs, what's your choice here? Taking one thing at a time, that's not going to work. You got to clean up your act. And you got, if you want to feel good and have a good life, get back to somewhat normal, you've got to make some severe changes. But it's all worth it. It's not like you still get a lot of good food. You get lots of good vegetables. I mean, eating mostly raw food is really good, or even juicing is really good. And then like lots of fruits and vegetables.
So basically,
and protein.
Yeah, so you're doing protein. It's just like
doing a lot of the paleo
wheat,
program.
No dairy, no sugar. Sugar's in everything.
Well, that's why sugar is the biggest thing that causes inflammation.
And we talked about this, sugar's in it's in everything.
It's in everything. But when you have inflammation, remember, it's the pain. When you're in pain all the time, then you're setting yourself up, for example, arthritis. And that could be developing and you don't even know it until it's in the more severe state. And it's not only like your weight, it's eating a poor diet, it's when you have a family history of heart disease or kidney issues, diabetes in the family. And if you have a sedentary lifestyle, if you're sitting in a job all day, you know, you've got to get up and move. If you walk 30 minutes a day, that's a good start. Even for the kids. The kids today are sitting on the couch playing on their iPads and not moving. Yeah, so you got to move. And not smoking, and people who tend to get infections or bladder infections all the time, or they have, they're prone to different things. They have to look at what's going on with their immune system. Or gum disease. Gum disease has to do with kidney. So that's why I always say so many things do go back to the kidney. And if you keep the kidney happy and healthy, then you can prevent quite a few other, like going into these autoimmune and other conditions.
All right, so I thought that gums was bladder, so I'm off.
Well, gums is bladder and kidney. Bladder and kidney. So when you have, if I get kids that have a lot of tooth decay and their parents bring them in, it usually goes to bladder and kidney. So you take care of the bladder and the kidney, and then the teeth get better because all those toxins go up to the sinuses and the mouth and the head and can create the tooth decay. Once you clean up the bladder and the kidney, again, everything is better. And what I see again with that is the drains in the house that causes the kidney to be off and the bladder to be off, or the food you eat. So if you're breathing in the gases because your drains need to be cleaned, when you breathe in those gases, you get bacteria in your stomach and toxins. Then those toxins go through all your system, your kidney and your bladder, and really irritate your bladder. Now, somebody, for example, who has urgency, they just can hardly, especially women, it could be men too, that can hardly make it to the bathroom. That's always a toxic stomach. They've got bacteria in their stomach, and their bladder is so irritated that that's what's causing that. So you have to clean up this. If you clean up the stomach, you could get rid of that really quickly.
All right, so I know we talk a lot about the drains. Let's give out your drain formula.
My drain formula.
The drain cleaning
dreaded
formula.
Dreaded drains. Every day I see the same thing. And I had recently had a mom call from out of state. 5 kids, a little baby, everybody's sick all the time. The husband's sick, the mom's sick. And the main thing that was going on with them was their drains. So they cleaned the drains, put them all on nutrition, and they were getting better. But the drains were so bad, they had to repeat the drain several times in order to really get the muck out. And what you use is a couple cups, 2 to 3 cups of white vinegar, a fourth to a half a cup of baking soda. You put the baking soda down first, then you pour the white vinegar down, then you wait 10 to 20 minutes and you pour hot water, you let the hot water run. And often, if you have not done the drains, you have to repeat that maybe a couple times a week for a while until to make sure you've got the drains done.
That's every drain in your house, and everybody should put that on their calendar to do your drains.
And when you get the drains done properly, then you should be able to do them either once a month or once every couple of months.
And the drains affect the gases that come up from your drains, even though you might not be able to smell anything, do affect your pets too.
Oh, I had another gal in who had the dogs are itching like crazy and licking their paws. Same thing. The drains needed to be done. And if you, it's a sign. It's like when, and kids who are getting colds in the wintertime all the time, you notice they're, like this family that I had, all the kids were congested. They were all coughing. And the main thing was their drains. And it was, if you do your drains one time and you still have those symptoms, you need to repeat the drains. You're not getting them. Because once you get the drains done, it makes a huge difference. And no, you don't smell it when you're in the house, but I've had women do the drains, and when their husbands came home at night, they said, wow, it smells fresh in here, not knowing what was even done.
No. Some people may not smell
it. No, you don't.
Sometimes
right.
you'll notice the difference by doing your drains.
Well, and the other thing is when your drains aren't right, you sneeze more and you feel like you have allergies.
I think I need to do my drains. I'm a little congested this morning.
Well,
it's a learning experience here for me today, folks.
Well, and the other thing is it could be your comforters on your bed. And so you need to throw those things in the dryer.
It's fresh and it's clean. That I I made sure it got taken care of.
But those things you could get a little sneezy and allergic to.
Pillows.
Yeah, all those things.
All right. We are talking about inflammation. Actually, we've talked a lot about different stuff this morning. We've talked about lice.
Well, it affects everything.
Well, yeah, and inflammation, I'm actually learning some things because we talked about the gallbladder, too. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, it doesn't have to do with inflammation, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. It's time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
I think the universe is on my side. Heaven and earth have finally aligned. Days are good, and that's the way it should be. You sprinkle stardust on my...
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
We spend nearly a third of our life on the astral plane. Why not leverage it? Go deeper and learn more with Lynn Brown and Wendy R. Wolf. Join us at the DeBuddha Playhouse and Cafe in Bellevue, August 11th from 6 to 7 p.m. for basic tools and 7 to 9 p.m. for astral body basics. For more information, email Lynn at letterrletterintuit.com or visit the website at letterrletterintuit.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
My face, nights are good, and that's the way it should be. You make me sing ooh, la la la. You make a girl go ooh, I'm in love, love. Did you see that shooting star tonight?
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack, who's amazing. If you would like to learn more about Mary Jane, you can visit her website at maryjanemack.com. If you'd like to make an appointment with her, you can give the office a call at 888-777-4232. And for those of you who don't know, you don't have to live in the greater Pacific Northwest to actually have an appointment with Mary Jane, because she has clients all over the United States, and you can do telephone consultations. So she's able to tap in and figure out exactly what's going on with you, get you the proper nutrition, and get you feeling amazing so you're happy and life is good. Okay, Mary Jane, here we go. Inflammation.
Well,
again,
inflammation is stress. All these moms getting ready to get their kids back to school. That's stress.
Oh, but it's stressful. But at the same time, I know there's a lot of joy.
There is joy.
They're ready for them to go.
But they still have to get them organized. They have to get their schedule ready. And so it's also, but not just taking care of your kids. You got to, well, and then they have all those activities coming up for school. So it's about not overloading yourself with stress, which is that silent inflammation deal, but do what you can handle and enjoy.
All right.
Okay, so as
I need help here. Let me just say, I know, Kathy, I hope you're getting a lot of laughs this morning because I know you're listening. You always do, and I thank you for all your comments after the show. So I hope you got a good laugh about that. Okay.
And Kathy is my niece in Chicago.
Yeah, she's my cousin. She listens religiously every single month, and she always sends me like comments when we play Words with Friends about the radio show. Sometimes she says I make her day, so I hope I've made your day so far today. All right, let's go.
All right, so again, for inflammation, if you go to the doctor, often what they want to do, like say you have some inflammation of your cholesterol's up. Well, the first thing they want to do is put you on statin drugs. And the statin drugs, I mean, the side effects to the statin drugs, because that's in their paradigm. That's in their list of things to do for that category. But there, you have other options of what to do for inflammation, like we talked about, diet, exercise. And there are making sure you get essential fatty acids in, natural anti-inflammatories, staying away from the non-steroid type things, Aleve and Tylenol. Aleve is very hard on your kidneys. So if you have a kidney issue at all, Aleve is like the worst thing that you could be taking, or any form of ibuprofen.
The other thing is stay away from chemicals in your food. You should be eating your hormone-biotic-free chicken.
Antibiotic hormone-free
yeah.
chicken.
No, it's just getting better and better.
And eggs. I tell people, out of all the things, you should be eating antibiotic hormone-free eggs and chicken. That's so easy to find everywhere. And if you're not doing that, you need to make that change immediately.
And it's an easy change to do because, like, all the grocery stores have organic
Costco
eggs.
Has all kinds of organic things.
And the yeah. beef, even QFC.
Grass-fed beef.
I'm not throwing out any, picking on one grocery store or the other, but I know there's a lot of grass-fed beef out there, too, so you should be...
And there's a lot of sources to buy. We buy beef, fresh beef that's been butchered from a source. There are other sources. So you just have to look around. Today, organic is everywhere. And you want to make sure it's fresh and it's not dead, because some organic can look like it's been beat up. You don't want to buy that. And right now, take advantage of the farmers markets. There's quite a few farmer markets around that are natural and organic. And especially corn. You don't want to get corn that's been genetically modified. So much of the corn is genetically modified, you have to read the label when you buy like frozen corn and make sure it's not, it says right on there, no GMOs. And so those things are really important to do, because you think you're doing the right thing sometime, but they slip these bad things in and then you're really in trouble.
It's devastating about the corn too.
So. There's good corn out there, though.
Well, I know, but
and
it's,
right now with the
still devastating about the corn. It's kind of like,
well, in Hawaii, the big island of Hawaii just declared no GMOs on the island at all, because some places they were allowed to do that, and in the papaya field, they didn't do it in the papaya field, but they did it in other fields nearby, and then because of the seeds and the wind blowing, it contaminated the papaya field, so all the papaya were genetically modified now. So it's amazing how much it can affect other areas, even though it wasn't planted in that area.
I love how they say, oh, it's not bad for you on TV. Oh, it's not bad for you. Yeah, well, it's not good for you either, so it is bad for you.
It's not okay. real. Again, it's not real. You want to eat real food, just like years ago, I mean, before they came up all these crazy things, they did have bad insecticides then, but they still grew really good food.
Yeah, so I believe in doing butter. Got to have real food.
Well, butter. And they have grass-fed butter now, too. That's even better. Or
grass-fed
ghee.
Butter?
Yeah. Well, anything more pure without the hormones that are used.
All right. So when you're shopping, look for that hormone-free beef, chicken, pork, and try and do your best with your organic eggs. That's easy. That's like a no-brainer. And definitely your fruits and veggies. And make sure you always wash your fruits and veggies.
And the other thing I wanted to mention about Tylenol. Tylenol is really hard on your liver. So the ibuprofen, Aleve type things are really bad on your kidney. So you need to, if you take it, you just need to be very cautious and not overdo it. And sometimes doctors prescribe high doses of that. And people really don't pay attention and they think they hurt and they take more. Really can do you in down the line for kidney disease and other problems.
Well, it's like a lot of the drugs have all those side effects on them, and I'm sure those are all creating problems in your body.
I like the way they start out telling you how good this drug is, and then they spend three-fourths of the commercial telling you how bad it is.
There was one on TV about sleeping if you can't sleep. I can't remember the name of it. But it's like if you take, you know, it's perfect for not sleeping. However, a couple of the side effects, you may not wake up. Well, who wants to? I mean, it's like not going to sleep permanently. You may not wake up. You might lose feeling in your legs. I mean, it just
was. Well, I heard that, Nancy.
Suicidal thoughts. I told you about that.
Yeah, you told me about it. Then they said if you had a problem with depression. Yeah,
if you have a problem with depression, you may have suicidal thoughts. I mean, and you may become even more depressed. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not that desperate to sleep that I'd like to take my chances getting 50 other things that could possibly harm my body. I mean, I'd rather call you up and find out why I'm not sleeping.
Well, yeah. And also you need to take a look at your list of medications you're on. How many medications are you on? And how many of those medications are you overdosed on that can be causing you pain and inflammation? And hiding, you know, if you're still having pain and inflammation and you're taking all kinds of medication to help that, then something's wrong and it's not working.
And like for high blood pressure, there's a lot of ways that you can get off your high blood pressure medication by changing your diet, exercising. Even if you don't feel like exercising because you hurt so bad, you have to start somewhere. You have to get off your butt and like
well,
you said,
sitting,
go for a 10-minute walk 3 times a
yeah,
day.
Yeah, sitting down is killing people. All the research is out that talks about it all the time. You have to move. You have to move to get circulation, to get your brain happy. You know, if you've been sitting working on the computer and you just kind of get glazed over, if you get out and go for a 5-minute walk even, you feel better.
You feel better.
Get some life back to you.
Yeah, and even if your body hurts, sometimes if you force yourself to get up and move, you actually start to feel better. All that stiffness.
Well, you get rid of the toxins.
Yeah, everything gets shifted and shaken up. All right, shifted and shaken up. So the main thing is your food for your...
Yeah, stay away from your food, your diet, your environment, your living conditions.
Sugar.
Your weight. You know, you just have to look at your lifestyle. And decide, what do you want to do? Do you want to live in that now and suffer later, or do you want to make some changes?
Yeah, and as you said, if you've chronic, you have to make all the changes right away.
And you need to look at remember, if you're on a lot of drugs, you know, people get so used to the drugs they're on, they don't even think about it. And when you go to the doctor, often people have 3 or 4 doctors. And now one really doesn't know what the other one's on. Yes, they have the list, but they're not in control of that. So you need to be responsible enough to refresh your own, ask your own questions about if you could take some of those drugs, the dose down, or make changes. You have to be in control and not just be one of the...
pill poppers.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is, if your pills aren't working, what does that say? if you're on all those prescription drugs and they're not working and you still have the same amount of pain, you still have the same amount of inflammation, what does that say?
Well,
people are taking more of it.
Because they're still looking for the next drug. And that's the, and all the drugs do is cover up the pain. You never get to the real symptoms of what's going on.
And that's why people go to Mary Jane Mack. So
that's why we have so much fun in our office, because it's easy to pinpoint what's going on and what you need to do to change it.
It's not, that's the thing. It's not, people come in with like long lists of all their issues and you're able to figure it out in like 30 seconds or less what's going on, and there's a lot of aha moments in your office. So.
Exactly, and it's usually one or two things.
And it's quick, easy, and manageable.
And again, the foundation is good digestion. If you have a good digestive system, meaning good stomach digestion, your gallbladder is working properly, kidney has to do with your digestion. If those organs are working properly, then your gut can digest and absorb things better, and you will manage this better.
All right. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for us to take a short break, and we'll catch you on the other side. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. I got one foot out the door, where are my keys? Because I got to leave.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Girl, you don't want, I want to move it. And if you want me, girl,
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I forgot to say thank you to Benny.
Oh, thank you, ladies.
He's here.
Back at you.
He's working hard, rocking us with
Well, I'm trying
awesome
to work hard,
tunes.
But not hard enough because we haven't had very many calls today. This is a live show, people. You need to get in and have Mary Jane help you. So 800-930-2819. Get your questions on. It's right before school. I know everyone's kind of probably slowing down because it's summertime, trying to get their vacations in. Yeah. There's a little talk. Call in. If you need some help, we're here for you. Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Well.
And it's easy. I mean, the thing is, taking care of kids, I love it because you usually only have to see them a few times, and they're like, they're rocking. They turn so fast and get on the schedule, and then you just put them on a little maintenance. And
kids are easy. Pets are easy.
Yeah.
It's the adults.
They don't have the emotional baggage.
That's right.
It's easier to clear.
We forgot to leave out our furry friends.
Yes.
Bring them back in.
Bring the furry friends in. Bring them in.
She does that too.
Yeah.
Mary Jane.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's worked on my little boy, who's actually getting to be quite a big boy.
Well, dogs and horses are easy. They're a lot less complicated than people think. And I've been working with horses for 20 years plus. And so we figure out what kind of food they need. Same with the dogs. What kind of food is going to work best for them, and put the total program together. So it takes the guesswork out of what you're doing. And then you don't have the dog is healthy and got the right stuff and not sick, and everybody feels good.
Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. Well, I'm going to make my appointment as soon as we get off the air because I have some issues that we need to take care of, Mary Jane. Okay. Gallbladder. That's another one of my favorite things that we talk about all the time. The one thing we didn't talk about today that you shouldn't be doing, that if you are doing, microwaving.
Oh, absolutely.
No microwaving. We actually went to look at some brand new homes. There was no microwave, but there was a microwave, but it was in the pantry, which I thought was very interesting because most new homes aren't even putting in microwaves anymore.
No, they put convection ovens in, so you don't need a microwave.
But yeah, if you have a microwave,
throw it out.
That is not our...
But you know, even in the store, the sales of microwave has dropped dramatically. And they really don't even advertise them like they used to, because people have gone to convection ovens because they're more aware of how healthy they are.
Well, all the microwave does is it kills your food.
Well, that's what causes the bacteria in your stomach. So that's one of the other things. If you have a toxic stomach and feel sick all the time in microwave and food, major cause of that.
And if you think just by microwaving something for 2 minutes one time and then later on you're going to microwave for 2 more minutes, all those minutes add up to bad food.
Well, I just warm it up.
Well, you know, yeah. You're still using the microwave.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They just warm it up. And then some people, it's like, it's so shocking because they say, well, how am I going to warm it up then?
Well, it is. I have to say, when you first said to me, don't use a microwave, I thought, that's going to take a lot more work. And it just took a lot more getting used to, but now it's just as easy to do on the stove.
It's not that complicated. It's just as easy, and you feel better, and it's healthier, especially for your kids. The other thing is, if you're putting a baby bottle in the microwave to warm it up in one of those plastic bottles, that is toxic poison that you're feeding your baby. So that's like unbelievably bad.
Well, and then you think about some of the restaurants that have food items that you want warmed. I wonder if those are in the microwave.
Well, there's a lot of places that do use microwaves. You just have to be more aware of it. I mean, if they're kind of like smaller spots and they need a microwave to warm things up, or often they put desserts in the microwave to warm the desserts up in any restaurant. So you just have to be aware and ask.
That's right. So no microwaving. That was my input for the day, along with the drains. Okay. Inflammation.
No. So anyway, no microwaving. No, you know, when you just think about when you eat out, drinking the water when you eat out, put lemon in all your water.
Neutralizes
and
that water.
Gets it, it gives it more energy. And I do not care what restaurant you eat at or drink at, if you're drinking the water without lemon in it, it is the one of the worst things you could do.
You're talking about the tap water.
Tap water, because it's all tap water, unless you order bottled water. So, yeah. So always put lemon in the water, and you usually need a couple good chunks of lemon in the water to make it better. Because if the water isn't, like when I test the water, it has to score high. I score it between a 0 and 10, and it has to be at least a 7. If it's not that, then you know the water, when it gets into your system, it doesn't move through your system. It moves slow, slows things down. And anything that's a low frequency are things that can clog up your gallbladder and not help things move through.
She's a lot of fun to go out to eat with, let me tell you. Everything is getting scored on the menu, at the table. Sometimes I just have to bite my lip and just go with what I want to have. On the way home, I'm popping some extra stuff to make sure that takes care of it. Like last month, we talked about the fair.
Yeah.
I was going to go to the fair. OMG. Biggest disappointment ever. There was no food that I wanted at all. There was something of a corn dog. I had one bite, and then I was, like, nauseous for the, like, hours afterwards. So,
well, we're going to the next fair.
Yes, the next fair is going to have all the food I like, so I'm excited about that. But it does. It's, you know, she's out there scoring and testing and making sure it's all the right stuff. So she's tons of fun to go eat with, especially if you say, what should I have? Well, that doesn't score good. That doesn't score good.
Well, when it scores good, you feel good. You don't gain weight, and you just feel better. So you just have to be aware and know, make sure your digestion is right, and take what you need for your digestion. If it's not good, to make it work better.
That's right. That's what I've learned over the years of having her as my mom, and I've been a good.
You've been a good student.
I've been a good student.
So when you're looking at inflammation in your body, just to cap this off here, and if you have inflammation, be aware of what it, kind of look at where it's coming from, or give our office a call and we can help you out and figure out where it's coming from and what you need to do to correct it and get in better balance.
And Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232, or you can go visit her webpage at maryjanemack.com. She's got all kinds of good information on there, and you can also listen to some of the archive shows from the past. So, I'm confused. I know I have inflammation in my knee, but when you mention the gallbladder, I just think of it as sluggish and not working
well
properly.
If anybody has stomach problems, it's inflammation. If you have anything going on in your body that takes your attention, like, oh, my hip hurts, or oh,
like that nasal congestion.
If you have sinus, that's all inflammation. Any condition going on in your body that you have, and when these things, you might not think that much of it, but as time goes by, it can become chronic, because sinus things are kidney.
Right, and gums are kidney and bladder. And the emotional component is
Well, kidney is fear, and bladder's ticked off.
So, yeah, so, all right, any final words?
Just enjoy this end of summer, and look forward to what's happening in your life, and think about what you really want in your life and what that might look like if you had no limits. And write it down. If you're looking for a relationship, if you're looking for more in your own family, would that look like if there were no limits and you could have anything you want?
Make your dream list.
Yeah.
The dream
big.
List.
Because when you do that, then you're more likely to get what you want versus thinking small.
All right.
So dream big.
Dream big. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to Mary J. Mack on Transformation Talk Radio. We look forward to seeing you next month, and have a great day.